All right, before we start, I wanted to mention that I am an electrical engineer. I do not work on big old power systems. I work on little circuit boards, you know, the size of your hand or whatever. But I got some background in how to think like an engineer. And I thought I'd give my little take on this thing, this Texas ice storm situation. Let's just jump into the meat of it. I read two articles, because that's all I really needed, I think. That's all I'm going to invest in this anyway. I read one by The Hill. It was pretty good. It explained the complications of the situation and gave me an idea of the pros and cons and how we ended up where we are. And then I read one from the Washington Post. And the Washington Post's explanation was Republicans. And I want to also explain that I'm not Democrat or Republican. I don't give a shit about left or right. I'm nothing. I'm not you guys. So the Washington Post guy is just going to blame someone. He's fired. Only a pussy turns a bad situation into a political nightmare. All right, so I wish I could dig up his name. Yeah, maybe I'll dig it up later. He's a pussy. He's fired. Okay, so Governor Abbott, he chose to blame renewable energy sources. And this is the quote. This shows how the Green New Deal would be a deadly deal for the United States of America. I have no opinion on the Green New Deal. I don't know much about it. I can only guess right now, and we're going to avoid that. Our wind and solar got shut down, and they were collectively more than 10% of our power grid. And that thrust Texas into a situation, blah, 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 blah. It shows that fossil fuels are necessary. Well, he's definitely right about that. We know fossil fuels are necessary. You can't just get off the... We need too much energy for sure. There are not enough wind turbines on the planet to power us right now, in our current state of technology anyway. Who knows in 10 years, but we can't do it. We have to have fossil fuels for sure. But what we blamed... I thought like the whole damn grid was down in Texas pretty much. And 10% goes down, okay. And if you're counting on that 10%, losing that 10% sucks. No one wants to lose. You know, you only got 10 guys on your team and one goes down. Well, you gotta run with 9. That's hard. And we'll get to the details more so, but he's blaming the Green New Deal when natural gas also went down. And that was, some people say 30, some people say 40% of the power. They even turned a nuclear power plant off. When you don't have your electricity you need to keep things safe, then you got to shut the whole thing down. So this governor is fired. Governor Abbott is a pussy. Only a pussy turns a bad situation into a political nightmare. Let's keep going. And Crenshaw, Congressman Crenshaw, used to be a Navy SEAL, used to be a real man. He blamed renewable energy sources. I feel weird calling him a pussy, but only a pussy turns a bad situation into a political nightmare. He didn't used to be a pussy, but I guess he is now. I think that's a fair take on this. God. So yeah, blaming the 10%, just using this as some kind of left versus right thing, had nothing to do with left versus right. It came down to simple engineering and complicated economics. And let me show you why, or at least tell you why. Okay. How much would it cost, or let's think about this in terms of cost, to design a system in Texas that could withstand temperatures down to 60 degrees? We're going to say that's pretty cheap. Well, okay, pretty cheap, but Texas definitely gets down below 60 degrees. So, okay, let's take it down to 32 degrees. Let's take it down to freezing. Well, that's going to cost quite a bit more. You're going to have to put real insulation in all these systems. Okay, well, is 32 low enough? Well, probably not. I don't know. I haven't looked into it that much. Okay, so let's take it down to zeros, 0 degrees. Let's get a system that goes down to zero. Ooh, it's pretty damn expensive. 0 degrees is no chump change. Well, how often does it get down to zero in Texas? I mean, is it even zero now? Maybe because we got down this low, we should take it down to minus 15. Well, what if that's you know, trillions of dollars? All right. Well, what if we take it down to minus 270 degrees, basically absolute zero? That would cost the entire GDP of the planet Earth. Should we do that just to make sure this never happens again? And the truth is, somebody's got to pick that number. What temperature do you want to design all these systems to survive? And it's simple. We have the technology to, maybe not the absolute zero part, but we have the technology to design any system to withstand Canada-type temperatures because we do that in Canada. We also pay a crap load of money in Canada. Now, the trick is... you could say, well, if Canada can do it, why can't Texas do it? Well, how much does Canada spend on air conditioning? Nothing, most of them, I would guess. They don't need it. And so every situation's different. And I guess this comes down, a good metaphor would be healthcare. how much do you spend on your health insurance? And right now, I think maybe we're lucky. This family spends about around $300 a month on our health insurance. It barely covers us. If something bad happens, some kind of cancery thing, we're absolutely fucked. There's no way around it. We're screwed. Wasn't that dangerous? Well, so then if let's just say knock on, you know, heaven forbid, the hell forbid, the cancer does show up in our house, then are we complete asshole scumbags for not buying the $10,000 a month insurance that would have easily covered our cancer? Where would that $10,000 even come from? We don't make that kind of money. And so it comes down to this economic decision. Texas chose to spend X dollars insulating their systems, and it turns out that no one thought it was going to get this damn cold, and it turns out we had a freak winter. This week sucked. Here in Missouri, we were down at zero for most of the week. I don't remember the last time it was zero. Maybe once or twice a year for like 3 hours, and then it goes right back up. Usually 20 is about as low as it goes here. I'm in southeast Missouri. So it's pretty crazy that, like, holy crap, I've never seen weather this cold this long. Now, if I'm designing a system, maybe I need to plan that in, but only it comes down to how much people want to pay for their electricity ultimately. And so people want to pay, you know, let's just make up a number, double their electric bill, then yeah, we can make sure these things don't go down. So if you talk to the average Texan, I would imagine right now they're in the shit or they're freezing. I have heat and electricity, by the way. So I'm sitting on a heating pad right now. Eat your heart out, Texas, who has internet. No, I'm not trying to rub it in at all. But if you ask the average Texan, about last July when it was 107, if they want to spend double on their electricity, on their air conditioning bill, to make sure that freezing doesn't destroy their grid, most of them are probably going to say, I'd rather have it cheap. And most of us do. And so maybe Texas needs to prepare for, let's say, minus 10 degrees and pay the bill. That's up to them. But it's not our job to judge. They made an economic decision and they ran with it. And this doesn't have anything to do with free market versus socialism or left versus right, Green New Deal or no Green Deal. They bought X amount of insulation, and it wasn't enough to handle the extreme demand on their system right now. That's okay, except for, you know, and it's horrible for the people that, you know, I'm sure somebody died on this deal. I don't know. I hate that. But this is that cost-benefit ratio thing. And if we decide to spend X dollars and have X amount of safety, then we have to live with that. And, you know, very few of us have Volvos. You know, Volvos are considered the safest car on the planet, at least they used to be. Well, if you get in a wreck, are you an asshole because you didn't have a Volvo? Like, shouldn't you have gotten the safest car that exists? The safest car on the planet? Well, we all make compromises and we buy a car we can afford and hope it's well designed. I got a feeling the Texas grid is well designed. I got a feeling those engineers know exactly what they're doing, and they knew exactly what temperature was good for. And I don't know if all of a sudden a cold front shows up and you go, holy shit, I didn't plan for that. Well, right. And now you've got to wait it out. And most likely, I predict everybody being in an uproar here this next week or two. But Texas will be back up to 70 in no time. And by the summer, no one's going to be thinking about dealing with another cold blast like this again. Because there may not be a cold blast like this ever again in our lifetimes. We don't know. So, and it's also worth noting that Texas withstood some pretty brutal temperatures in 2018, and their energy grid was fine. Now, what was brutal? I guess it depends on where you are in the country. I see all kinds of different numbers, but it's worth noting that this isn't the first time they face cold weather. In fact, Texas gets cold on a regular basis, not near as often as Chicago does, obviously, but it's something to think about. We all balance economics with safety. We always do. So it's important to note, though, that one of the tricky things is Texas has a kind of like a feedback loop of sorts where they have a ton of natural gas there. And so they use their natural gas to generate electricity. But to get that natural gas to the plant, they need electric pumps to get that to the plant. So basically, you need electricity to make electricity, kind of like that it takes money to make money type of thing. And so if you don't have either electricity or natural gas, you're not going to be able to make the other. So in other words, electricity goes down, then all the electricity goes down. I think that's a short way of saying it. And again, maybe they should have some kind of backup generator just to get the ball rolling or something like that. But that's expensive. That's money. And that comes down to taxpayer stuff. So here's my thing. And I'm really disappointed in the people that lied. I'm disappointed in the people that casted blame on things that can't possibly be the blame. Like the Green New Deal didn't have anything to do with this. I mean, if it being only 10% of their energy, it doesn't seem like that would be the straw that broke the camel's back. It's hard to say. Maybe there's some details in there that are worth looking at, though. I mean, maybe they were forced to have 10%, and maybe if they would have all natural gas, maybe one of those plants could have buried the ground. I don't know. There's possibilities there. I'm just speculating, like everyone else. But to you outrage types, I ask you this. Like, do you have a health insurance plan that costs $100,000 per year? Not pays $100,000, that you pay $100,000 a year into, $9,000, $8,000 a year. If not, then you are not prepared for some extreme colossal catastrophe coming your way, and you better just collapse your entire economy to make sure you're never in danger. No one does that. Never one does a cost-benefit analysis, and you get what you can afford, and you do your best. We already made the car analogy with the Volvos. So there's no reason to be outraged. There's no reason to turn this into left versus right, screaming socialist versus capitalist, freedom versus communism. I don't know. None of that. Texas made a decision, and now their people have to live with it. Of all the states that have made colossal fucking mistakes this year, I would say even with this one, I can't blame Texas too damn much. Who the hell saw this coming? At least I have confidence that Texas will get back up on their feet soon, and they'll be kicking ass as always. And they will still be a state that everyone wants to gravitate towards, because states that have royally fucked up after a calamity, which, I don't know, it seems no one sees an extreme event coming. The tidal wave comes, you go, ah! But once the tidal wave's here, then you start destroying everything, you know. Or I don't have to name the states that have ruined their economies. So I don't know. Maybe I got a soft spot for Texas. I kind of like the way they think on a lot of things. But I wish them the best, and I hope they get through it, and hope no one gets hurt. And maybe they'll spend more money on insulation. Maybe they won't. I mean, that's on them. God bless Texas.